Here at Globo Gym, we understand that ugliness and fatness are genetic disorders, much like baldness or necrophilia. And it's only your fault if you don't hate yourself enough to do something about it. And that's where we come in.
Changed my mind. You see it. Hey, wanna hear the most annoying sound in the world?
What? Out the gate music? That's right, that's how we do it here on Saki Bama Go Go. My name's Mao, this is show 129, for those of you who keep track at home. And that was Fifi and the Mach 3s. No, it wasn't. It was Mamie and the Mach 3 off their brand new, newest CD, Hi-ya! I played I'm Ramon, I Should Clean It Up Myself, Words to Live By, Have Ever Seen the Landscape Lately, and You Can't Go Home. Wow. I love that band. They are so cool. You know, I reached out to them hoping that they would let me play their music on the show. And they are a really well-established, long-running band. Fifi and the Mach 3, and then they became Mamie and the Mach 3 when they had a lead singer change, which happens often. You know, they're around the same as, like, the 5678s. You know, and the Jackie and the Cedrics, like, they're a long-standing band. So when they said yes and then sent me a box full of their stuff, I was blown away. And then out of nowhere, they sent me their newest CD to play on air unsolicited. I was like, wow, that's awesome. That is a cool band. That's why you gotta love them. I know I do. Not for the free stuff. I loved them before that. Now I really love them. I'll stop talking and play some tunes.
What is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow?
What do you mean? An African or European swallow?
Huh? I don't know that.
We'll be right back. Wait, I got it. You could play with your magic nose goblins.
Bruce Lee is gone, but his supreme style of fighting goes on and on in Goodbye, Bruce Lee, his last game of death. Bruce Lee, he's more than a memory to his millions of brothers of all colors, and now he's back. Hear Kareem Abdul-Jabbar talk about the mysterious death of his close friend and teacher, Bruce Lee, and see exciting footage of Jabbar and Lee in actual martial arts competition. Goodbye, Bruce Lee, his last game of death. Bruce Lee, the Muhammad Ali of martial arts, who fought his way from the ghettos of Hong Kong and San Francisco to become the most exciting fighting legend of our time. And now he's back. Terry Levine presents an Aquarius Films release. Goodbye, Bruce Lee, his last game of death. Rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
Nice. That was 54 Nude Honeys from their self-titled album, 54 Nude Honeys. I played Surf Cat, Get on the Bus, Lost in Forest, and Boring Man. I like the whole, all the CD, like it's like 154, 205, 224, 150, the song title, song lengths. And then boom, Get on the Bus is at 607. I was like, what is that? That's their Freebird, I guess. And there's one song they're like, we're going to play a whole bunch of really short songs. And then one song, we're just going to riff. Nice. I applaud you, 54 Nude Honeys. That's the way. We like it. So, good stuff. It was a big update on Animal Crossing this week. That was pleasant because now you can start, whatchamacallit, you can start doing the swimming. You know? I was like, huh, cool. That's awesome. You can go diving and all that kind of stuff. I was really happy for it only because like it kind of needed something. It was not that it was getting stale. Every month there's new things, but I was very thankful that it had a whole new thing opened up. And I think that's probably how they're going to do it. They'll stagger opening up. So if you don't have the newest one, well, good luck getting a Switch. They are selling like hotcakes during this. Everyone locked in. They're doing that system's doing really good, and I'm glad because it's one of my favorite systems of all time, and that's saying a lot because I've had systems from the Atari till now, and I love the Super Nintendo, I love the Wii, I love the DS, the 3DS, I love that. What a great system! But this Switch might go down as one of the best ever. It might. I mean, I know people are going to be like, that's just stupid. I like the... No, it might. We'll see. Because I'm getting a lot... There's a ton of games out there for it. There's some experimental wild stuff. There's some mature stuff. There's some deep stuff. And then there's some goofy stuff. So we'll see. We'll see what it says in the after a few generations go by. But I think this one will stick. I know I'm having fun playing it. And I guess that's all that matters. I'll give you three guesses who I'm going to play next. And the first two don't count.
Minnie Me loves chocolate. Scotty Doo!
Well, I like chocolate fine. I just...
Scotty Doo!
Yeah, well, yeah, this is very familiar. Hang on, let me do what I do. Would you stop?
How about an hour?
How about a what?
How about an hour?
What are you...
How about an hour?
I don't even...
How about an hour?
Honestly, isn't this...
How about you do, ladies and gentlemen, Scotty Doo?
Hey! Yeah. Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
We all knew it was coming. That was the 5678s off of their I Was a Teenage Cave Woman CD. I played Edie is a Sweet Candy. I Was a Teenage Cave Woman, titular. Pinball Party and Blue Radio. I love Blue Radio. That's one of my favorites. I have a few songs throughout their whole discography that I'm just like, I love every note, everything about them, and that's one of them. I don't. Have you ever gotten, like, as you grew up and like you still were receiving gifts from a relative or something like that for birthdays or Christmas or whatever, and they were like really not appropriate, like you were 18 and you were there and they were sending like matchboxes? Interesting. I made the connection because that happened to me. I had an aunt who moved away. They went to Arizona, and then for a few years after they were leaving, I was still getting like a box room or whatever, and it would be like wacky stuff like that, like a matchbox, and you're like, well, I'm 18, I don't know, what am I doing with this, or a Hot Wheels car, you know. And frame of reference, very interesting. I talked to an old friend who was a friend growing up, you know, connected over LinkedIn, and then he called out of the blue, and I talked to him for probably 30 minutes or something like that. And it was funny because all this stuff happened in our lives, but my only frame of reference was crap that was like from the early 90s, you know, even involved in his life and everything around. And it's funny because you leave. I moved to Florida, you know, gone. I was gone. Like, you remember people, you remember things that happened, but you're not updating the file system in your brain. So you only have those points of reference. And, it's interesting. It was one of those things where you go, oh, yeah, a lot has gone on since then. So it was fun. It was interesting catching up. Some odd things that I went, really? Wow. But mostly it was all good stuff. We'll see. Maybe we'll stay connected a little bit better, or possibly it'll just ramble on and I'll see you in another 30 years. I kid. I'm never going to make it another 30 years. That's sad but true. Here's music. I might not be back. So if I'm not back, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. If I am back, then never mind that, and I'll tell you that on the other end.
Hey, hey! It's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico!
始めちゃばかりの君を思う。これっぽっちも同じことをしない気まぐれなハニケン。いろいろ見え隠れし始めた。
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.